Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The Memorial of the Guardian Angels, October 2nd. Today's theme, Our Angels Show Us How Important We Are to God. You are so important to God that He has assigned an angel to you, which you share with no one else, to help you throughout your life. This angel has been fulfilling its responsibilities to you all along in ways that you can't even imagine. When you've needed more angels, God has given you more, especially if you ask Him to send more. One of my routine morning prayers is, Father God, surround me with holy angels who will help me to know and do your will today. Surround me with so many holy angels that demons cannot even see me or hear me. Since angels are normally invisible to our eyes, and since we tend to use logic to explain away their interventions, we easily forget about them. In doing, we underestimate how important we are to God. We worry and fret that He's forgetting about us or that He'll ignore our needs and that disaster will result. Thus, we feel like we're on our own when actually we are not. How much help we receive from our angels depends upon our trust in God. If we don't really understand that we're important enough to God for Him to give us angels, we won't understand their role in our lives. We won't understand their desire to be involved with us. What the disciples want to know in today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 5 and 10, is very familiar to our own thoughts. Are we good enough? Are we very important? We want to feel valued. We want to believe that we're indispensable. But what does Jesus think of this? He raised up the lowliness of little children as an example of what is truly important in the kingdom of God. Toddlers know they are valued when their parents tend to their needs. Do they worry about being indispensable? Only if a brother or a sister takes up all of mama or daddy's time. When they know they are loved, children know they are important. We, on the other hand, work hard at feeling important. We expend a lot of effort to create an image of ourselves that's better than what we think we are. This puts us in the mindset of trying to find our value in what we do instead of who we are. We are God's children. We were made in the image and likeness of our God. As if we can deduce from Matthew chapter 18, verses 10, the angels are here to help us be who we are. God doesn't give us guardian angels to help us develop great reputations because we are already great to God. Only when we cooperate with this, letting the angels minister to the child of God that we truly are, only then can they guide us into doing great things for God. Only then can they guard us from the evil of whatever endangers His plan for us. If we're sincere in repenting from whatever it is that obscures who we really are, then when we look in the mirror, we can see the face that our angels see. Try it. Look for the child of God in the mirror. If you're not rejecting the good person that your Father God sees when He looks at you, you will discover how very beautiful you are to Him.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.